Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Jumping on here live in the Elevating Beyond studio. And this is a little different. Today, I have in me, in the studio, and this is real. I have today's guest is fear and anxiety. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And I have with me, as I said it, fear. This is for everyone. I'm talking to fear today. I'm opening up about this fear and anxiety thing on every freaking level because this is so important. And so fear, let's open up. Let's talk about this. Like, one of the first questions I have is the battle of fear, thinking you're not good enough, the fear of self-esteem, of whatever it is you're going after, the fear of just believing that I don't look good enough, I'm not good enough to be able to do whatever it is that my dream is. And I can tell you, as someone who battled this like severely in my earlier years, especially throughout high school and stuff, when I was getting in all kinds of trouble and ended up in jail right before age 18 with my face smashed in, almost died, jaw broken, blood alcohol so high, doing all kinds of drugs and selling them and just driven thinking that that I wasn't good enough, that in school, you know, thinking that the kids that just had all the straight A's and everything came easy to them, this false belief that you put in me, fear, that made me believe that people are just born with greatness, that people are born with talent, that those that go on are just the ones that were born with athletics and good looks and the photographic memory, and that wasn't me. And so I would look around and just see people doing things in life and just think that it must be nice to be born with all that. And fear had me misbelieving this, which is not true, by the way. And it took, and here's where I want to thank you, fear. It took the fear of me literally almost dying, waking up in jail, being so scared, not only for my life, but the life of other people, as I was blacking out all the time, thinking this isn't even just about me. I'm going to end up killing someone else. And I was so afraid of it. It started pushing me away from the drugs and the alcohol and starting to believe maybe I can do something with my life. Maybe. But that fear would come back. You're not like those other people, Mark. You're born like this. Like, you have all this fear. You're nervous and let's be honest. Let's be really honest. It's time to really open up about this. It was like only when you're drunk are you like the life of the party and like this outgoing person and this extrovert, and the real you can't do that. You're not good enough for that. Those people are all born with this. You can't do this sober. What a bunch of bull crap. What a bunch of bull crap that is. Listen, everyone, you're gonna feel the fear. And feeling it while doing whatever it is you need to do is the only way. Yes, fear, you forgot to tell me this, right? Without you, we can't get courage. And the only way that we get courage is doing whatever it is we need to do while we're feeling the fear, while we're hearing the doubt in our voice saying you can't do this. When your heart starts beating out of your chest and you're having an anxiety attack and you're sweating and you're thinking, I can't do this, I can't go, I can't even have this comp, I don't know what to do, you do it anyway. And that one step, one day at a time, makes you courageous. Now fear over here, that's right. Yeah, we're on to you. And guess what? You're not just a guest. I have you in the hot seat today now, fear. Taking you down and exposing you for what you are, because listen, fear will have you believe that you can't have fear and do what you need to do, and it will try to put you into this cycle of overthinking. Fear loves you to overthink, and then that leads to what I started having when I finally did go to college, is these like full-blown anxiety attacks and panic attacks where I feel like I was literally dying. I would feel like I was having a full-blown heart attack, and I didn't know the difference. I didn't even know what anxiety was. And it'd be like boom, 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 like beating out like a truck was on my chest and it was beating out in my pulse and my eyes and just covered in sweat. And I'd be overthinking and worrying and overthinking. And what I started to learn was continuing to take action throughout all this makes you courageous. And this is where I have to thank you again, fear. This starts to give me drive, because those voices of doubt, not only from myself, but from other people, like when I was doing all the drugs and in jail and all that, telling me like, people like us don't go to college, Mark. Like, you're not good enough. Like, you didn't get all the straight A's in school. I had my high school art teacher literally tell me, kids like you should just drop out. Some kids, she was saying, just like you, Mark, should just drop out. You just bring everyone else down. And you know what? Fear wants you to believe those false truths, and then what you need to do is flip that and allow that to drive you, not only to prove them wrong, but to prove yourself right. Prove everyone wrong that's telling you all this crap. Allow that negativity. Listen to me, everyone that says all this, don't sit there and have that victim mindset like I was doing that got me in jail. That doesn't do anything. And just because people are saying all this crap about you and that negativity, use that to freaking fuel you to prove them all wrong. That's right. That's right. To my art teacher out there, as I'm sitting in my studio, 13 years after opening my company, Dreamshine, blessed to be serving over 50 individuals with special needs, over 20 people on my team, 3 million listeners just on this show, Elevate and Beyond. Yeah, that's right. That goes to you, to my high school art teacher at Fruita Monument. You know who you are. Thank you for telling me people like me should just drop out of high school. Thank you. Thank you, because I'm freaking here right now doing it. I have my studio. I continue to go after that fear. I continue to be driven rather than drove down by people like you. And you won't stop me. You will not freaking stop me. And I want all of you listening to this, I want all of you watching this, to not allow them, to not allow those voices in your head, to not allow this freaking thing right here, fear, to stop you, but to feel you. To feel you and understand this. Please understand this. Please stop waiting for fear to go away as an excuse for not doing the thing that is in your heart that you're terrified to do. Because fear never goes away. I felt fear just before I started doing this show on fear. That's right. Stop waiting for it to go away as an excuse. You've got to continue to start taking action while you're feeling afraid. And you're like, well, Mark, you don't get it. There's another level of fear. What about this whole anxiety thing? I battled it. You've got to do it while you're having the anxiety attacks. Well, Mark, you don't get it. Like, I feel like I'm having a full-blown heart attack and my heart's beating out of my chest and I feel like I'm going to go crazy. And I've been there. Checked, called the hospital, went to visit. I did all that, get my heart checked, all these things, thinking that I was literally dying. I've been there. And I've been there when I had to continue to do it while I was having these panic attacks. And guess what? I didn't die. I may have been sweating. People may have looked at me weird or whatever. You know what? Screw them. No one cares as much as you think they do. And if you're going to get held down by all that, you're never going to make it when the adversity strikes you harder anyway. And I have to tell you this. Without God, look, like faith in the absence of fear, like you can't have faith without having fear. It takes having and battling through this fear that makes your faith in God stronger. That's one of the most beautiful things about it. And God says, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. But he never said, I won't make you feel terrified. I won't make you feel afraid. That's where he's saying you have to continue to put faith. Literally, faith is by taking action. It's not just a thing you say. It's not just a prayer. You need to take action. Faith is taking action while you're having that panic attack and you feel like you're dying and you feel like you're not good enough and you're hearing that doubt in your head of people like that art teacher telling me, kids, like you should have dropped out in high school, Mark, you're a loser. Faith is seeing beyond that and taking action day in and day out and not giving up. And you don't quit. You do not quit and you don't give up. And the doubt pounds you harder and you feel like you're gonna die and you're having that anxiety and that fear makes you terrified. And faith is God saying, you go down and you're in bed. You're like, I can't do this, God. Like, I can't make it another night. I can't go through this. And faith is when God, that little whisper in your head is like, give it one more shot. Wake up and give it another shot. Give it another shot. Take another step. Continue to take action. That makes you courageous. Don't quit literally until it becomes a reality. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep having faith. Keep having faith through the doubt. Keep having faith while you're terrified and fear. Another thing that you try to do is when you've achieved something, when you've met one of those goals, one of those dreams, maybe it's in your marriage, maybe it's building that business, whatever it is for you, fear of continuing to have hope. Fear of losing it all. What if this all happens and this is too good to be true? Like I don't deserve this. What if I try? I'm just being real with everyone right now. I'm being as real as I possibly can. Everyone. Everyone, everyone, everyone goes through this. And it's not something that is just a one and done thing. So don't think like I did when I was younger, that that's for those people that don't feel this, because not only me talking, I'm saying the NFL players that I've had sitting right next to me in the studio have battled the same thing at even more levels than me. The owners of Fortune 500 companies, Scott Dickers, who was just here live in studio last week, founder of The Onion, like one of the world famous biggest publications, the comedy Parable, that's freaking hilarious. Just, he had Weird Al Yankovic, his friend, on his show. Like how he's battled fear and doubt and being an introvert and what he went through. Everyone, and what I've learned is those that have that anxiety and that fear and stuff, we also see things at a different perspective than a lot of other people. And rather than that being a limitation, which is what I thought, yeah, that's right, to my high school art teacher, I thought it was a limitation. No, that was my superpower. Yep. And it's ironic that it was an art teacher that said that, because it was that creativity in me that separated me from everyone. It's why I'm sitting here right next to a freaking chair that says interview with fear and anxiety. I don't think like everyone else. I'm gonna interview fear. That's what makes me different. What makes you different isn't something you should run away from and be ashamed of. It's something you should embrace, and be more of that. Don't be less of that, be more of that. What is gonna continue to separate you? Why you see things differently than everything else is because God has put that in you to create that your way, to share that with the world. And not only that, fear will have you believe not only can you not do it, but on the flip side of it, you should be more afraid that you are responsible for doing it. That's why you were put on this earth. So if fear does do anything, allow it to drive you to be more afraid of not doing what you have been put here to do, that beautiful dream, that different perspective that has been put in your heart to go out and do that, because the regret of not doing it and the waste of your life that you have been blessed and given right now. Someone is in the hospital. Right now, in this very moment, someone is sitting, laying down in the hospital, wishing. They're laying there, close to taking their last breath, in pain. Wishing for the fear, for the anxiety, for the problems that you have right now. Wishing that they could be blessed to have those, because that means you have life and you're living and you're breathing and you can have the courage to be out there and be doing and not regretting. That's the flip side of it. And when fear tells you, well, what if I've gone after this and had some failure in the past? I've been married for over 13 years now. And a couple years in, we had our two kids, three kids. My business was opening. So much adversity was striking at every level. And it got bad to where we were separated and we weren't living together. And I remember thinking that we were done. And I was starting to accept that. And it had been months and months and it was so hard, but I had started to move forward and accept that. And I'll never forget, like, my wife reaching out and she's like, I talked to someone at the church and he wants us to meet him and do counseling. And we had tried stuff in the past. And she's like, I want you to come and I want to give this another shot. And I was like terrified to open up and have hope again. That's right. I was terrified to open up and have hope again because we had been through so much. And I was like, I want to move forward. What if I open up and things start to get better? And then it falls apart and I have to go through this all over again. I have to have my heart broken. Fear will have you be terrified of hoping again. And what you have to look at is, what if I do it and it works? What if we give it another shot and our marriage grows a beautiful foundation and it turns out better than ever before? What if I go after that business again? What if I go after being a parent again? What if I go after doing that dream again of whatever it is for you? What if it's, if I start singing again? What if I start writing again? What if I start doing it and it turns out better than I could have possibly imagined, is what you need to look at, because the regret of not doing it and sitting back one day thinking, what, I wish I would have tried that because now I don't know, because even if something doesn't work out, what I've learned is it was never about the fear or the situation. But what's so great about God is it's always about who you become along the way. And if you continue to do it faithfully, taking action against the grain, against the fear, like literally going all in with God, I'm going to give it to you and I'm going to go after this. Then who you become along the way is what it's always all about. And no matter what, you can never go wrong because you continue to grow stronger through Christ. Game freaking over. That's it right there. That is it. And by the way, to follow up on my marriage, we have been married now for over 13 years, have our 5 children. And our marriage is stronger than ever because I continued to go against that grain and battle that fear of having hope again. And now I'm able to see the other side of it, and I can't even imagine if I would have given up before I started. And this is what so many of us do with whatever it is that's in our heart of our dream of doing that next level of your position, of your company, of just being the best version of yourself at another level. You need to go after it, because so many people I know are still talking about what they wish they would have done, but they're afraid of hoping, of failing again, so they don't even start again. And so stop overthinking. Stop allowing this freaking thing right here that I can just write on a piece of paper, fear, to stop you. Allowing, stop allowing. That's right, you have to allow fear, because it's a feeling. It's not a real thing. It's not an actual wall in front of you that physically stops you. You have to allow fear to stop you. Stop allowing fear to stop you. Continue to allow it to drive you. Continue to push through it, literally one day, one step at a time. Do it while you're afraid. And you must understand that everyone, yes, everyone goes through fear. But the only way to get past it is to go through it. Some people have fear and they allow it to stop them. You see? You need to be the person right now that continues to say yes to scary and go through that fear literally one day, one step at a time, and watch the most beautiful part of it as you build that confidence muscle, you build that courage muscle. It's a learned skill. It's a learned skill. It's not something we're born with. And the best part about it is as you have it more, you latch on closer to God and you give it to Christ because you need him more. Your faith will grow stronger. Your foundation will become unbreakable, and you don't give up and you don't stop. And this is Mark Menard, everyone. Never settle. That's right, fear. This has been a great interview. Never settle. Keep going through that fear one day, one step at a time, and keep elevating beyond.